Well, welcome all you NASCAR fans to After Hours with me, Rick Cogan. I am here with an entertainer and musician I admire almost beyond words, Bob Mamet. How are you?
Hi, Rick. It's great to see you.
One of the things you told me some time ago is music has always been a part of my life. There is a photo of me at about 2 years old reaching up, trying to touch the keys of the piano in our house.
Hey, that's true.
Everybody in the house used to play. You play professionally and have for some time now.
Yes.
How did you went to college to sort of maybe toy with the field of medicine and doctoring and got distracted into music, yes?
Well, yes. I mean, I ended up at the conservatory, the Peabody Conservatory, and then went out west to L.A. It just from there, just went into music.
Assess your talent for me. I know that's a very, very, very tough question.
I mean, that it is a tough question because I don't.
Because you're a very self-effacing guy. It's the worst kind of question to ask someone who is modest about their talent. But
I mean, I love music and I love a lot of forms of it. I mean, I'm a jazz musician by trade, but I like playing, you know, different styles of music. And it, to me, if it's something that moves me, you know, from a stylistic standpoint, I like to play it or compose in that style.
Talk to me about your CDs. I mean, it's something, the arc of your career is one in which the entire music business has changed dramatically and chaotically.
It is true. It's changed a lot. My earlier CDs were more in the contemporary jazz vein, and then more lately, I kind of moved into an acoustic jazz trio format, and I'm actually working on the next project in the coming months, which will actually be my first solo piano project, which I'm, a little bit different, a little bit of a departure.
You should be excited about that.
It is. It's been fun, working on from a stylistic standpoint.
Bob is going to be appearing this Thursday at 7:30 at the Epiphany Center. You can go to epiphanyshi.com, or you can go to bobmamet.com. That's a great venue, Bob, and it's a venue that's popped up in the last couple of years.
It really is. I'm very excited. I'm going to be there with my trio, Charles Rick Heath on drums and Jim Cox on bass. They're Chicago legends.
I've known Jim forever.
I mean, they're just great players, and I'm really excited to be there with them. And it's our first time. For us, our first time playing there, and we're just really excited about it. It's a really nice venue.
It's a great venue, and it's being kind of discovered. That whole area is kind of booming, though people can't really afford to live there much anymore, but they can go out at night. Also, sitting here and laughing in the background is Adam Seltzer, who's going to be on after Bob. But Adam, thanks for coming in, and feel free to talk to Bob Mamet about anything that might interest you. You are, of course, famously the younger brother of a without argument, Chicago's most noted playwright, David. David used to sing in your living room, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. He did some singing. Absolutely, yes.
What kind of song?
Well, he would sing The Beatles, Paul McCartney, Rocky Raccoon was one of the ones I remember as a kid. I'm a bit younger than him, but I remember, he was... he was an actor, he was a singer, in his younger days.
Knowing your parents as well as I did, especially your dad and your lovely mom, Judy, who's still more than alive and kicking.
Yeah. Yes.
They supported this career in music? I mean...
They were very supportive. My dad played the piano.
Yeah.
And my mom... even plays. My nephew, who's my protege, Anshul, is at the School for the Arts in San Francisco, and he's,
you have a protege now.
I do.
Okay, and you've arrived.
The whole family, has been, very much involved in music before me and now the younger generation. So.
Well, we're going to take a break. You're going to be on for another half hour, and I will have you select a song. Krista Flores, the great engineer, will play it after we take a short little break and you can hear what Bob Mamet sounds like. It's 7:30 Thursday at the Epiphany Center. Do go to Bob's website, bobmamet.com, and you'll get tons more information. We'll be back momentarily. Welcome back. After Hours, me, Rick Kogan, sitting next to Bob Mamet, who is performing Thursday night at 7:30 at the Epiphany Center. You can. I'm not going to spell it for you. You're a smart bunch. Even you NASCAR people are smart. EpiphanyCHI.com or go to BobMamet.com. Also in here is Adam Selzer, who's going to be on a little after Bob, but he's on now. And Adam, please join in. You guys are having a wonderful, lively conversation about history and tours.
You know, jazz and what jazz was in what building here in Chicago.
Yes. Sure, sure. Absolutely. And there's a rich, you know, one of the great things, and Bob, you're more than aware of it, is the rich history of jazz in this town, man.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My first piano teacher, Lucille Gould, she was stricken with polio at a young age, but she would go with her wheelchair downtown and sit in with the likes of Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong. She had all the stories to tell. And I mean, that's when I do a show, I usually like to do a little storytelling.
No question. You're very good at it, too.
Thank you.
You're very good at it.
You know, I think, and Adam, we were talking about that, too. You know, just the stories behind, like you do architecture, the stories behind the art is very important.
Yeah. It makes you appreciate the songs a lot more if you know who wrote it, what went into it, what were they thinking, what was going on when they wrote it.
That's right. It gives you some context.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a building, neither a building nor a song is what you might refer to as a living thing unless you bring in the lives. I mean, a cemetery, no one thinks of, well, it's a living thing. I would argue, after Adam's amazing book, Graceland Cemetery, that it is alive, that it is filled with stories. All right, Bob Mamet, you have selected a song for people to hear. Krista Flores is ready to play it. Why don't you introduce it?
Yes, this tune is from my impromptu album with Joel LaBarbera on the drums, Bill Evans' old drummer, and Derek Oles on the bass. And this is an original composition of mine called Katsia.
Well, Adam Selzer and I were sitting here smiling and enjoying that. What do you think when you hear yourself play, Bob?
Sometimes it is weird hearing yourself. It's like when you hear, when you hear your voice on your outgoing voicemail. It's a little weird.
What you do a lot of original compositions, don't you?
Yes. That one was one, and I do that. Probably mostly on my albums. They're mostly originals. Although I have done an album. The London House Blues album was one that was mostly standards, actually.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a departure.
Well, it was also an homage to the famous London House that was not far from here.
That's right.
And just that Adam, you know.
Here. Yeah. When I'm on my boat tours, I actually talk about it. We go by the London Guarantee Building.
Right.
Which had the London House in it. You know, you can go on Spotify right now, look up Sarah Vaughan live after hours in the London House.
Yes.
And certainly Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly Ramsey Lewis.
You know, that was designed by Alfred Al Schuler, who did a number of buildings around town. His father took the first photograph of Abraham Lincoln with a beard.
Good Lord. See, this is the stuff, and we'll talk to Adam about
I'm always finding the new little bits, the way that all these people's, the thing in cemetery tours especially, the way people's lives intersected with each other, and the way that all the stories end up tying into each other.
Yeah, because Chicago is particularly rich in that kind of thing, don't you think?
I do think so, yeah.
For sure.
It really is. Yeah. What's your show going to be like? What are you playing at the Epiphany Center Thursday?
Maybe? Right. At the Epiphany Center, we're playing like from 7:30 to 9 p.m., one long set. And basically, it is going to be a mixture of originals and also some classics and standards. We're going to do a Dave Brubeck medley.
Oh, wow.
And I've got to get a little bit into the history of the Dave Brubeck Quartet before we do it and just talk a little bit of a funny and colorful story behind it.
Oh, fantastic. You know, you do, and that, to my mind, enriches a performance in the same way that Adam enriches his various tours by bringing in facts that, don't always go, make people go, oh my God, but at least, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Really? That happened here? That happened here? Mm-hmm. How have you found Chicago? How have you found the last couple of years, Bob? I mean, it's got to have been hard on
yes.
someone who loves to perform live.
No, it's true. I mean, like so many, you know, like so many of us, I had a full, you know, a full itinerary of shows or at least performances, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, and then we just, you know, you just have to adjust ride it out. And mm-hmm. to some extent, you know, it hasn't. For a lot of us, this is actually one of my first shows coming back.
I know. My guess is you'll be exuberant on stage. Well, and it, you know, people, not just performers, have missed that. Audiences have missed that, too, man. I mean, Adam, you're doing...
For the first couple of concerts back, it could have been almost anybody, and I would have thought it was a great show.
We'll be back with these two fine and talented and relatively young men after the news. So please stay tuned. You'll hear another tune from Bob. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. I am the host of this show, have been for a long time. My guest is Bob Mamet, who's performing Thursday at 7:30 at the Epiphany Center. You can go to bobmamet.com. Also in studio with us is Adam Selzer, who's going to get on here and talk about it really is, I'm telling you, a remarkable book. I have read hundreds of books about Chicago, and this is at the very top of the list. Never Come Morning, and there are a lot of others, but this is a vastly different book, and Bob is going to have a copy soon for his mom.
I want to read
himself.
It.
You get it. You went all nervous now, Bob? It's been a long time, as you just said. It's been a while since you played.
Right. I mean, I've done a few things, some private events and some smaller things, but this is our first, you know, like public, show.
Coming out party, man.
But no, I'm excited about it. I mean, there's always those jitters, you know, when you're about to come on stage. But, you know, I'm just excited about getting back out there and, performing.
One of the nice things, one of the last times I saw you was at the Showcase, Jazz Showcase, which is an amazing room, an amazing place.
Yes.
An amazing lot of things. Yes. And one of the great things about it is the crowd was sort of peppered with some people you'd gone to high school with, some of your mom's friends.
Right.
Which made it even more joyful. It's a reunion of sorts.
It really is. It is. You just never know who's going to show up and who you haven't seen in a while, maybe, or some new faces that you just met or have never met.
Yeah. Let's hear another something. You've picked out a song for the great Krista Flores to play. What is it?
Yeah, Krista, I asked her to play this tune from my album, London House Blues, and this one is a Miles Davis composition, the great Miles Davis, and this one's called Nardis.
That's wonderful, Bob Mamet. Who's playing with you?
That on that track, it's Larry Gray on the bass, and Paul Wertico, the great drummer who played with Pat Metheny and others, and just a couple of really great players on that track. That's for my...
Now, you're a very good player, and you play with absolute professionals on every level, including Jim Cox, who's coming Thursday at Epiphany.
Yes,
and do you guys have to
Charles Rick Heath on drums on that one?
When
and
you
he's played with everyone. Yeah.
Do you talk about your sense of music? Or you just sit there and play and say, "Wow, you'll be good. You're a good collaborator."
Well, you know, sometimes you play with people over a period of time. You know, and you. What you just said is that at first you say, oh, you know, you've heard of so and so, and you've heard their work from playing with other people,
right.
and you want to sit in with them and see how it works with the three of you, or you know, however the group is. I play with mostly trios in the past several years, but then once you kind of get used to their playing, it just becomes
richer, and you can do more with the collaboration.
Absolutely.
Bob, it's always great to see you. Give your mom my love.
It's great to see you, Rick.
I asked Bob to sit in with the interview we'll be doing with Adam Selzer about his remark. I know I can be hyperbolic sometimes, but in this case, I'm just being honest. It's a remarkable book.
Well, thank you.
Graceland Cemetery, Chicago Stories, Symbols, and Secrets. I asked Bob to sit in, but he's got to go rehearse.
Well, so we can get the notes right for Thursday night.
We don't want to screw up the Thursday night performance at the Epiphany Center.
don't let that be on my head.
Yeah, Adam, how could you do this to me? We'll take a little break, and I'll come back, and Adam and I will talk about Graceland and about his interesting career. He's a passionate yes. Chicago historian. Give your mom my love and give her a big hug and tell her there's a book coming in the mail for her. She'll love this book.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Bob. Okay. Take care and knock 'em dead Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
We'll be back in a few minutes.